Right now, though, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time to check the forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
And good morning. You are very, very bright and early. I couldn't answer you on your first ring because I was on the air a lot.
Well, you know, I figured that here's what happened, Mike, because sports is there's so little sports. Mike only does sports on Monday, Thursday, and Friday, okay? So I did the sports and looking up, I didn't even look up at the clock, and I clicked the call button to you, and I looked up and it was 6:42, and I went, "Oops." I said, "Well, I'll just let this ring out in case he picks up," and then so I was early. I was early.
Yeah, you are. I wasn't able to get to you. So
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
I apologize for that. But we have to start off with a question that I have for you. Well, actually, it's a demand from Jill. Okay, not the Jill here. Jill, our listener. Good morning, Marshall. Please ask Pat to give us a sunny Thanksgiving day so we can eat outdoors.
Yeah.
Now we already know that's gone.
That would really be nice, but that's definitely not happening.
Yeah, sorry, Jill.
I mean, we'll have the mild temperatures, but we won't have the dry weather to go along with it. Otherwise, that would have made things, I think, a lot more comfortable for lots and lots of families.
Well, I went out and got
including yours truly.
Yeah, I went out and got my turkey yesterday. Went to LeBron's and they had. Marshall, we have two choices for you, a 23-pound turkey or an 11-pound turkey.
So you took the 11.
So I said to them, well, I think 23 pounds is a little too much for two people. I don't have enough freezer bags for that. So I took the 11-pound turkey. But the great thing about LeBron's turkeys is that, yeah, they sell the frozen ones, but they also sell fresh-killed turkeys and then their own turkeys that are all fresh. And there's just a big difference. Now, this is not a free range, you know, turkey or anything like that. But their turkeys are great. The people that I used to get the free range turkeys, which were terrific, haven't done turkeys the past couple of years. But the difference, Pat, is that a really good free range turkey that's unbelievable. They're around $10 a pound. The turkey I got yesterday was $2.50 a pound. So a little difference. Pocketed some change on that one.
But yeah, anyways, really.
But anyways, enough about that. So actually, you know, it feels pretty warm this morning, even though it's only 35. I don't know why, but it just feels warmer this morning.
Well, there are some clouds around, and of course, there's not as much wind. That helps. I mean, the wind yesterday was gusty. My new weather station here clocked the wind at 41. There were winds clocked to 60 on Cape Cod yesterday. In fact, a funnel cloud was sighted over Martha's Vineyard, but there were no tornadoes that touched down on Cape Cod. So that was kind of interesting.
Now,
was with that front.
Can you explain something for people out there and maybe me? You see pictures of water spouts all the time along the shore, and people just stay there. Isn't a water spout only a water spout until it gets to land, and then it's a tornado?
Yes, but generally water spouts, once they get onto land, they weaken and they fall apart.
Okay.
So most of the time, they're very, very dangerous to mariners, obviously. And sometimes if they come close enough to the shoreline, that's where the expression comes. It could be raining fish and stuff like that, because it could actually take the fish and could even take small animals nearby, bring it up to the funnel, and then throw them out to the top of the funnel. And they'll be coming out of the sky. Frogs could come out of the sky and things like that.
Sharknado.
Yeah. So they are dangerous. But again, most of the time they stay. If you see it offshore, they usually stay offshore.
All right.
So that's the name of that. So today will be a sunny, brisk day in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tonight, low to mid-20s. Sun with increasing clouds, 45 to 50 for Wednesday. Rain will come in after midnight on Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day, periods of rain maybe beginning to taper off to drizzle in the afternoon. But still, a very clammy day. Highs near 60, however. And then cloudy with a couple of showers left over on Friday, mid-50s. We may have a couple of showers Saturday and then sunny but cool weather on Sunday. So there is your complete Thanksgiving weekend. And as we often like to pat ourselves on the back when we're right, as you know, this one's not going to do it. Last week of November, long-range forecast, windy snow showers then turning fair and milder for Thanksgiving weekend. Well, we have the milder, but we don't have the fair. And I said in the summary that Thanksgiving should be fine. I said no problem free. So I think we basically blew that one. I wonder how good old Christmas is going to turn out, because Christmas we also had slated as being fair. So that one was not good, Marshall.
Well, you know, it's a long range. Sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. You know, what can you do?
Yeah, you're right. That is very true. So other than that, I would have to say I'm looking outside now. I see partly cloudy skies. I see a lot of fair weather cumulus clouds flying by as we speak. Hopefully a lot will dissipate and we'll get more in the way of sun as we go through the day today. And that's it. Tropics are quiet. And today should be a quiet day, too, for me. I don't have much to do on the agenda today. So I just keep moving along and watching the weather.
Well, yesterday, Godzilla arrived at my house.
This is the Godzilla game?
Yep.
Godzilla Monopoly.
Godzilla Monopoly arrived at the house.
Okay.
And it's already hanging on the wall. It's already hanging on the wall. It's sealed. It will never be unsealed. Never.
Oh, you're kidding. You mean you didn't even open it up?
No. I'm saying, you know, this is for the, this goes on display with all my other Godzilla stuff. Goes on display with that. Well, you know, I don't really care about the weather on Thanksgiving because, I come into work, then I go right home. But you know what Thanksgiving is to me? A football game at 12:30, a football game at 4 o'clock, and a football game at 8 o'clock. And they're all good football games this Thanksgiving. They're all good football games. So
that's good for you.
I'll split the turkey and give Jill half the turkey. I'll keep half the turkey. I make in the bird stuffing, out of the bird stuffing. So I really do enjoy making a turkey. I don't know why.
Good. I mean, it is not my favorite food.
No, but when you
but it's not my favorite.
But don't you think when you walk into a, there's two smells when you walk into a house to me that are just great. One is something whenever you're roasting anything with garlic or anything like that. I just love that smell. And the other smell I like is the smell that comes from, you know, cooking a turkey for 3.5, 4, 5 hours. I just love that smell. I just love that smell. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird fetish, but I love it. So you don't even like to smell a turkey then?
It doesn't bother me. It's just like, you know, if I had a choice and someone said to me, what would you rather have for Thanksgiving? Would you rather have turkey or would you rather have lasagna? Hands down, lasagna.
It's funny, Arthur Schwartz yesterday, the food maven, said that years ago, somebody wrote that people should have spaghetti carbonara on Thanksgiving.
See?
spaghetti carbonara. I like pasta. I like pasta. But you know what? I was even toying with the idea of getting a standing rib roast this year. But I've been on this pandemic diet. I've lost like 57 pounds, and I've got another 43, 44 to go. So the standing rib roast is out, because you know what my favorite part of the standing rib roast is?
No.
Oh, when you cook it medium rare, the crispy fat on the outside. Mm. Oh my God.
That's a no-no for me.
It's a no-no for me now too. But there's nothing better. I'll leave the meat for somebody else to eat. I just love when it's prepared like that. And also, what's that popover type thing that they serve? I forget what it's called now, but it's a popover, and it's not really called a popover. I forget what it's called, but I like those too. But I can't make those. I don't know how to make those. So now you're not working Thursday morning, right?
No. No, I'm not working Thursday morning. You'll have my forecast.
Yeah, but
that's about it. And then Friday, AJ's on.
AJ on a Friday.
Yeah. AJ's on Friday. Because unfortunately, I'll be on my way back from Long Island Thursday night. And I'm hoping that I am not going to hit tons of traffic. I'm sincerely hoping that a lot of people will be staying home, like I wish I was, but unfortunately I'm not. So I'm hoping a lot of people will be home and the traffic won't be too bad. But I can guarantee that I won't be home before 9.
And you deserve the day off anyway.
I told you yesterday, I am just feeling beat. Yeah. I cannot catch up, no matter. Even if I try to take a nap, I feel fine once I come out of the nap. And then a couple hours later, it's like I just want to close my eyes and go right back to sleep. Well, if I could only sleep, Marshall, say 3 to 4 hours continually without having to get up, I would be the better off for it. But I can't.
Well, you know, the same thing happens with me. I go to bed somewhere around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I mean, I'm in the bedroom by about 7, but I don't really go to bed until 7:30, 8 o'clock. And like clockwork, midnight, I'm up.
See?
Tromp off to the bathroom.
Right.
Say hello to Genghis the cat who lives in the bathroom. Do my thing. And then about 11:45, I can get back to sleep. It's 4 hours. 4 hours is it.
And that's it. And see, I don't even get that. It's much less for me. So, I do sleep. I have to admit, I do sleep a lot better up at the cabin. But the reason for that is that, one, I don't have TV, because I sleep with the TV on. I don't have TV, and I don't have any lights on. So, and I also think, subconsciously, I know that there's no phones, there's no weather center, there's no distractions like that. So I'm sort of forced into a better sleep up there. But here, it just doesn't happen.
Well, I've got all my Christmas decorations ready to go. I decorate my house in 12 minutes.
That's incredible.
I set up my Christmas tree. It's already got the lights pre-strung on it. Boom. That takes about 8 of the 12 minutes. Then I put up a hanging light in my main picture window. That takes about 2 minutes. And then I hang up ribbons on all my hanging baskets, which are 4. That takes about another minute. And that's it, folks. There she goes, all done.
That's pretty good, because then obviously that's all it takes you to put them away as well.
That's exactly right. And that goes along with my gift cards, you know. I don't fret and go crazy like everybody. Nice, well, easy, compact things are done. And that's
this
it.
This year there's no traping off to cut down my real tree, because I bought an artificial one last year at the end of the season.
Smart move.
That's it. I'm done with that after what I went through last year. So
that's right. It's a very nice thing to do, but you know what? At our age.
Yeah, I'm pulling it through a foot of snow. No,
it's not worth it. It really isn't. Well, I want you to have a good day today, Pat, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
You do the same. Bye, Marshall.
All right, take care. Pat Pagano this morning here at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and lots of other silly stuff that we talk about.